There are three basic agreements for HMIS. The first is the HMIS Governance and Operations Agreement, which outlines the roles and responsibilities between the COC and the HMIS lead agency regarding the management of the HMIS. It includes language on maintaining the system, working with the software provider, staffing and budgeting, policy and procedure development, help desk requirements, report generation requirements, maintaining privacy, data quality responsibilities, and language regarding procedures if ever a problem arises between the HMIS lead agency and the COC. Secondly, the HMIS Participating Agency Agreement is the agreement between the HMIS lead and the agency's operating programs that contribute data to the HMIS, called Contributing HMIS Organizations, or CHOs. It describes the respective roles and responsibilities of the HMIS lead agency and the CHOs with regard to HMIS policy and procedure adherence, including compliance with data quality, privacy, and security standards. Lastly, the end user agreements are signed by program and HMIS staff who have access to the system. It describes the acceptable use policies for the HMIS, privacy and security requirements, and what will happen if the staff person does not comply with the agreement. In combination, these agreements provide a safety net for all stakeholders in the HMIS, and in addition, provide clarity on roles and responsibilities.